Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of February 28, 2020 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Chili Soup Stew and Dessert Cook-Off. Our annual Chili Soup Stew and Dessert Kick-Off is tomorrow, Saturday, February 29, from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. $6 to eat, free to enter a dish. If you aren't making chili, etc., please bring some crackers, cheese, sour cream, cornbread, Fritos, etc. Just let us know if you will need transportation. We will have two vans, so we will need a list of who wants to ride tonight. Anyone can come, and anyone can participate. You do not have to be a bowler. The Raleigh Outlaws will bowl the CBA Mail-O-Graphic next Friday, March 6. The entry fee of $6 is due in the lane envelopes tonight, Friday, February 28. For other leagues wishing to participate, please send entry money payable to CBA Tournament Fund and a list of bowlers, along with the 2018-19 average or current average if they did not have a book average from last season. Send this to Terrell Jones at 803 Nestleway Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27406-8237. He will then email a score sheet on the day he receives the names. Tournament should be bowled between February 1 and March 10, 2020, and scores submitted within the week after the tournament is bowled. Next up is the Roan Tournament. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be held on Saturday, March the 21st. We will bowl at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road in Winston-Salem. Bowling will begin at 9 a.m. Entry fees are $35. Outlaw money will be due in the envelopes next Friday, March 6. Other leagues, please communicate with Jerry Mintz at jerrymintz@att.net or by telephone at 336-391-0054. Sharon Weisner, a friend of the disabled community, has several pieces of furniture available for anyone who can come and get it out of her house. She has one desk with credenza, one large bookcase with two double doors on it, and one organ. The organ is downstairs. However, the other items are upstairs. She has no one to help with moving these items, so if interested, please be sure to have people available who can help. You may contact Sharon B. if you are interested by calling 919-755-0700. The AVBA National Tournament entry fees are due in the lane envelopes by March 20th. Make your plans now for the AVBA National Tournament May 20 through 25. Outlaw ground transportation will be available at a total cost of $150 per person, round trip. A $75 deposit can be paid at any time between now and April 17. And after April 17, that deposit is non-refundable. The remaining $75 is due prior to departure on May 20th. The outlaw registration deadline, let us know, and pay your entry fee by March 20th if you plan to go, so that we can start working on teams. You can change your mind up until March 27. We will be trying to make up teams and get our entry into Sandy the first weekend of April so as to ensure that we get the bowling times we request. Any of our friends in other leagues who would prefer to receive information by mail, please email Sandy McDaniel the name and address so and she can then mail registration packets back to you. The earlier that she receives your information for the tournament, the more likely she will be able to place you at the times that you prefer to bowl based on how she receives the check and the forms in the mail. All bowlers are responsible for making their own hotel reservations. We will be staying at the Marriott Cincinnati Airport, 2395 Progress Drive, Hebron, Kentucky, 41048. Telephone number 859-586-0166. Room rates are $94 for a king room and $109 for a double room. The cutoff date is May 6th of 2020. To get the group rate, make sure that you tell them that you are with the ABBA. They do provide complimentary shuttle service from the airport and to Crestview Hills Town Center, offering a variety of dining and shopping options. They also provide complimentary parking and internet. Bowling will be held at Super Center Bowl, 510 Commonwealth Avenue, Erlanger, Kentucky, 41018. Buses will be provided for the short commute to and from the bowling lanes. These lanes were used for our 1980 and 1981 bowling tournament. The owner of the lanes will be providing breakfast, lunch, and a drink special. The pro shop will be open during the tournament. The lanes are wood, and the approach is level with no steps. There is a convenience store in the parking lot if you need to purchase anything before returning to the hotel. SBBA tournament information. Please note, we do bowl in Raleigh on April 3rd. Hello, bowlers. The bowlers in your league are invited to participate in the Southeastern Blind Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Please encourage your league members to attend this year's tournament. We will be staying at the Best Western Plus Haynes Mall Hotel, 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Included is complimentary hot breakfast and complimentary Wi-Fi. The rooms are $74 plus tax for double queen rooms. The phone number to call for reservations is 336-893-7540. And when making reservations, let them know that you are with SBBA to get the special rate. The cutoff date is March 19, 2020. Reservations made after this date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Phone number 336-765-8009. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate, as we value your opinions. Then at 8 o'clock p.m. until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. If you have not sanctioned with the SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 fee with the packet. So here are the important dates and other information recapped. Tournament date, April 3 through 5, 2020. Entry deadline, March 10. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, March 1. Wow, right around the corner. Hotel, Best Western Plus Haynes Mall Hotel. Address, 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Phone number, 336-893-7540. Room rate, $74 per tax plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff, March 19th. Bowling center, Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Phone number, 336-765-8009. 8009. Entry fees, regular tournament $60, updated and a corrected amount from our prior newsletter, and the Masters Tournament $25. Make all checks payable to SBBA Tournament and mail them to Sandy McDaniel, 115 Powell Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida 32114. Hold the date, folks. May 2nd will be the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational at Buffalo Lanes North in Raleigh. More details will be coming soon, but for now, just look forward to some fun fellowship and sportsmanship, as well as a great bake sale. Medical updates. Please keep Brian Lewis and Mike Rush both in your prayers, as they are both in the hospital. Brian is at Rex and Mike at Duke Raleigh Hospital. On a lighter note, happy birthday to Francis Council, March the 6th, Ralph Height, March the 11th, and Van McLean Jr., March the 30th. Hear ye, hear ye. Get your ABBA raffle tickets. The fundraising committee of the ABBA is sponsoring a cash raffle this year. We all love winning cash, and these odds are much better than the lottery. Raffle tickets will be sold for $5 each or 5 tickets for $20. Two-thirds of the money raised will go to the ABBA General Fund, and one-third will be divided equally between 4 lucky winners. The more tickets that are sold, the higher the cash prizes. The drawing, two-thirds of the money. Yes, I mentioned that. The drawing will be held at the 2020 ABBA Tournament in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. Winners do not need to be present to win. Leagues may send in names and addresses of those wanting to participate, along with a check payable to the ABBA and sent to Janice Erkilla, E-R-K-I-L-L-A, at 5253 42nd Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417. Call Janice with any questions at 612-722-3041. Chances will also be sold at the tournament in May. Remember, you determine the amount of the cash prizes. The more you buy, the higher the prize. If anyone wishes some tickets, please send an email to Janice Erkilla at R-E-K-I-L-L-A at Comcast.net. And good luck from the ABBA Fundraising Committee. Your hot shots for week 18. Judy Eason Farr, 93. Robert Parrish, 131. Francis Council, 132. Marjorie Conyers, 141. Darwishi Adams, 103. Letitia Adams, 145. Marjorie Hurd, 120. Carla Smith, 131. Kevin Foster, 196. Thelma Crumpler, 164. Reggie Blunt, 123. Van McLean Sr., 138. Ginger Rush, 146. Jeff Tucker, 125. Matt Bowers, 148. Jonathan Lazenby, 166. Kathy Courtney, 97. And Alice Kelly, 126. ABBA awards are given as follows. Single games over average, 100+ 100 pins over, 75 pins over, and 60 pins over for averages of less than 100. Two categories, silver and bronze. And within them, subcategories. Silver, PM 225 and over. Bronze, PM 215 to 224. TM, in silver TM 175 and over. Bronze TM 165 to 174. Silver PF 195 and over, bronze PF 185 to 194. Silver TF 155 and over, bronze TF 145 to 154. Silver SM 260 and over, bronze SM 250 to 259. And finally, silver SF 230 and over, bronze SF 220 to 229. Triplicates and the following splits. 4-6, 4-6-10, 4-6-7, 4-6-7-10, 7-8-10, 8-10, 7-9-10, 7-9, and 710. If anyone bowls a game which qualifies for an award, please let Ginger know, preferably by email or a note, so she can request it. You're probably wondering who has a bye or what week do I have off? Well, here's the list of those who have a bye for the rest of the current season. 228 Team 1, the Sharpshooters. 3-6 Team 9, the Hangmen. 313 Team 3, the Pitbulls. 327 Team 10, the Rough Riders. 4-3 Team 6, the Midnight Bandits. 417 Team 7, the Posse. 424 Team 8, the Silver Bullets. 5-8 Team 4, the Gunslingers. And 515 Team 5, Strike Time. Since we did not bowl last week, all of our weeks and the bye week shifted by 1 week, so this is the updated schedule for the rest of the year. Remember that we do not bowl on March 20 before Winston-Salem. We also do not bowl on April 10, as that is Good Friday, and we do not bowl on May 1 before the Outlaw Tournament on May 2. We turn now to the calendar of events. And first thing up is the Audio Dart 2-Day Regional Tournament 6, sponsored by Raleigh Audio Dart League. Come in and join in on a fun-filled weekend of highly competitive audio dart throwing games with cash prize payouts to winners immediately following each game. The RADL is in great need of fully sighted, that's 20/20 to 20/40 visual acuity, volunteers for this weekend event. Specifically, 4 volunteers are needed on March 27, Friday evening, from 7 until 10 p.m. And 8 volunteers are needed on March 28, Saturday, all day, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. The volunteers will serve primarily as spotters for the games. Spotters mostly assist with retrieving darts for the players and calling out the closest numbers to where a dart thrown missed the dart board. Please email Alicia Ingram if you can help. Her address is Alicia McDonald, AliciaMcDonald 3. At yahoo.com, or you can call her at 323-839-3530. When will this be? March 27th, 2020, from 7 until 10 p.m., and Saturday, March 28th, 2020, from 9 a.m. until mid-evening. It'll be held at the Raleigh Inn, the Holiday Inn Raleigh North, Midtown, 2805 Highwoods Boulevard, Raleigh, 27604. Phone number 919-872-3500. The registration and entry fees, $80 for all 4 games if paid in full on or before March the 12th. Mail-in payments must have a postmark of March 12th or earlier. Payments can be made by personal check, cashier's check, money order, or cash. $90 for all 4 games if it is paid on or after March 13th. All payments received on or after the 13th must be cash only. And $25 for just single games. Submit all payments to John or Alicia Ingram. Make the checks payable or the money orders payable to John Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M. No personal checks, please, cashier's checks, and no money orders, because none of those will be accepted after March the 12th. Well, I stated that differently. You may send a personal check, a cashier's check, or a money order, as long as you do so before March the 12th, because after March the 12th, those items would not be accepted, only cash. The mailing address, John and Alicia Ingram, 5400 Old Forge Circle, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27609. The game schedule, March 27th, Friday evening, beginning at 7 o'clock p.m., Game 1, a 3-0-1 countdown, individual, 9 rounds, double elimination. And on March 28th, Saturday, all day, beginning at 9 a.m., Morning Game 2, a 3-0-1 round-robin, individual, 9 rounds. Midday lunch break from 12 into 1:30. Afternoon game three, beginning at 1:30 p.m., I Gotcha, individual, 12 rounds. Evening game four, beginning at 4 p.m., 5:01 countdown, partners and pairs, 12 rounds, double elimination. You may choose your partner for this game. The highest ton and super ton. There will be cash prizes for the winners of the highest ton at the end of each game and the single highest super ton at the close of the tournament. For your hotel, if you're going to stay there as a guest, the room must be reserved by March 12th in order to get the group rate of $85 per night for a tournament guest. This also includes a complimentary hot breakfast buffet for two guests per room. Room reservations can be made by one of the following. Over the telephone, call 919-872-3500 and ask for the Dark 2020 group rate. Online registration is also available by using the link listed in your email copy of this newsletter. This link will be active until March 12th. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact John or Alicia Ingram for additional information. Inquiries by email can be sent to aliciamcdonald3@yahoo.com. The RADL officers and leadership team consist of the President, John Ingram, 919-227-6428, the Vice President, Daryl Hall, 919-633-3866, the Secretary Treasurer, Alicia Ingram, 323-839-3530, and the Co-Secretary, Co-Treasurer, Susan Blackwelder, 980-621-2898. The Governor Moorhead Foundation cordially invites you to a wine-tasting dinner benefiting the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind. This event will be held Sunday, March 22, 2020, beginning at 5 p.m. The event includes dinner, wine tasting, and a program. The cost is $100 per person. This evening of indulgence will be held at Dino's Capri Restaurant, Sutton Square, 6325-17 Falls of Neuse Road in Raleigh. Please RSVP by March 16, 2020. For more information, you can log on to www.governormoorheadfoundation.org or contact the Foundation President, Mary Flanagan, at maryf@infionline.net or by giving her a call at 919-782-8621. The Wake Federation of the Blind monthly meeting takes place at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, on the second Saturday of each month from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Robert Parrish is the president and may be contacted at 919-616-1606 or via email at robertcparrish7@gmail.com. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets the second Thursday of each month at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh, from 7 o'clock p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Contact Lawrence Carter, President, Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, at www.nccbinfo.org for more information. Lawrence's phone number is 919-856-0034. You're invited to see the Arts Access website at http://www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances.shtml for a listing of audio-described performances. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities' next meeting will be on Thursday, March 19, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Target Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information is telephone 919-673-8300. And his email address is rickyscott09@gmail.com. Here's a save the date notification. The 17th Annual Fair Housing Community Conference, Friday, April 24, 2020, at the Raleigh Convention Center, 500 South Salisbury Street in Raleigh, 27601. The conference and plenary luncheon will be going from 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m., and an evening community dialogue will be going from 6 to 7:30 p.m. This event is hosted by the City of Raleigh's Fair Housing Hearing Board in partnership with the Fair Housing Project of Legal Aid of North Carolina. Confirmed keynote speaker is North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Anita Earls. This year's conference will follow a new format, which will allow more opportunities for community engagement and participation in discussions pertaining to rights under the 1968 Federal Fair Housing Act and the City of Raleigh's Fair Housing Ordinance. The new format is a daytime conference and plenary luncheon. That's the same as the previous conferences, but added is an evening community dialogue on trending housing topics and a reception, including entertainment. Plus, there will be a visitor exhibit hall with representatives from fair housing-related organizations and agencies. Conference and details and your registration information are coming soon. Did you know that the 32nd Annual VIP Miniature Golf Tournament will be held on Saturday, April the 4th at Dan Nichols Park at 6800 Bringle Ferry Road in Salisbury, North Carolina? It is. Check-in is going to be from 9 to 9:15 a.m. The entry fee is $5 per participant. Spectators, family, friends, and staff may purchase lunch for $5 also. Registration deadline is March the 20th. Please mail registration fee to Therapeutic Recreation Division, Rowan County, Parks and Recreation, 3541 Old Moxville Road, Salisbury, North Carolina, 28144. You can contact the organizers at... the area code for the telephone number. And that the balance of the phone number is 216-7780. But I've got to get that in for you for the next time. Maybe the best way is to send them an email at therapeuticrecreation@rowancountynorthcarolina.gov. The website for more information on this special event, www.rowancountync.gov/VIP mini golf. Okay? We'll get this fixed up for you so it doesn't happen again next week. A spring carnival for special needs. The Brooks Avenue Church of Christ will hold their 20th annual spring carnival for special needs children and their families on Saturday, April 18, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The church is located at 700 Brooks Avenue in Raleigh, and the event will be held rain or shine. There will be games, inflatables, a petting zoo, crafts, food, face painting, visits from local heroes and mascots, and more. Best of yet, it's all free and fun for the whole family. So for more information, send an email to Melinda Oldham, O-L-D-H-A-M. That's all together, MelindaOldham@brooks.org. Next up is something from Arts Access as well. They are thrilled to invite you to their fourth annual series of fortunate events, or as they call them, SOFE. Probably you could pronounce that as Sophie. Four events featuring artists with disabilities in film, visual art, music, and dance. These events are being held between April 19th and May 3rd, 2020. First will be the Sophie Film Shorts, Sunday, April 19th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Carey Theater. We will host the screening of short films by creators with disabilities, followed by a discussion with the filmmakers. Art Unblocked 2020 will be on Friday, April 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Block Gallery. The opening reception for an art exhibit featuring works created by artists with disabilities. Join us to celebrate with a welcome from Raleigh Mayor Mary Ann Baldwin and some refreshments. Kids Art Making will be on Sunday, April 26th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art. This will be an afternoon of art making in an inclusive and welcoming environment for families and children of all ages and abilities. And finally, performance done our way. On Sunday, May 3rd from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Raleigh Little Theater, there will be an event featuring accessible music and dance showcasing the talents of artists and performers with disabilities. You can RSVP at the following rather long address, https://artsaccess.wufoo.com/forms/p102pbvc1nh7cas. All events are free, but seating is limited. Now there are some recipes that will bowl you over from your chuck wagon gang. Here's a note from the editor. If anyone has a recipe they would like to share, please just email it to me at outlawtaxi@earthlink.net. I'm always on the lookout for good and easy recipes. If there's something you'd like to know how to make, let me know, and I'll see if I can find it for you and include it in spare times. Oh, we have a good favorite up here to start off with, and they say life is short. Eat dessert first. Well, strawberry cake. The ingredients: 1 package of white cake mix, regular size, 1 package, 3 ounces of strawberry gelatin, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of water, 1/2 cup of canola oil, 2 large eggs at room temperature, and 1 cup of finely chopped strawberries. For the frosting, you're going to need 1/2 cup of butter softened, 1/2 cup of crushed strawberries, 4.5 to 5 cups of confectioner's sugar. So let's begin by preheating the oven to 350 degrees. And so that is happening. Line the bottoms of 2 greased 8-inch round baking pans with parchment. Grease the parchment. In a large bowl, combine cake mix, gelatin, sugar, and flour. Add water, oil, and eggs. Beat on low speed, 30 seconds. Beat on medium for 2 minutes. Fold in the chopped strawberries. Transfer to prepared pans. Bake until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean, about 25 to 30 minutes. Cool in pans of 10 minutes before removing to wire racks. Remove the paper. Cool completely. For the frosting, in a small bowl, beat butter until creamy. Beat in crushed strawberries. Gradually beat in enough confectioner's sugar to reach the desired consistency. Then spread the frosting between the layers over the top and down the sides of the cake. Well, since we had dessert, now we have to go in the other direction, and we've got to have our main meal, ground beef stew. The ingredients for this are as follows. 1 to 2 pounds of ground beef cooked and drained. 2 to 3 carrots diced, 1 onion peeled and chopped, 5 to 6 potatoes peeled and diced, 2 to 3 cups of frozen green beans, a 29-ounce can diced or crushed tomatoes, 1 or 2 6-ounce cans of spicy hot V8 juice, 2 cups of water, 4 beef bouillon cubes or 4 cups of beef broth, 1 teaspoon to more or less salt, 1 teaspoon of salt more or less to your particular taste. What you'll do is put everything in a pot, bring it up to a boil, and reduce the heat to simmering. Cover it and cook for an hour or until the vegetables are at the desired tenderness. Even better when it's reheated the next day. Boy, that is a simple recipe. Even I could do that one. The Mayor's Committee on Scholarships, that's up next. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has funding from the City of Raleigh to award 2 scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. It is called the James Benton Achievement Award. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the city of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate post-secondary school, a college, a trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, work and community activities, honors, ability to express herself or himself in written form, personal motivation, and or leadership potential. The scholarship application must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee by May 29, 2020. The mailing address is Human Relations Commission, Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities, Scholarship Selection Committee, 900 South Wilmington Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27601. Scholarship recipients will be recognized at the July Raleigh Mayor's Committee meeting. For questions, call Lori Millette at 919-324-1128. This program will provide an investment in the capabilities of our disability community at large. The Friends in Art Scholarship is a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. They offer several programs, workshops, and the Showcase of Performing Arts during the American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention. FIIA, a nonprofit organization with the mission of advancing accessibility and opportunity for artists and audience members who are visually impaired, offers an annual $1,500 scholarship to college students who are legally blind and live in North America. If you are a high school senior or college student planning to or are currently majoring in the field of music, art, drama, or competitive writing and are blind or visually impaired, we encourage you to apply. Please note, legal blindness is defined as an individual who has a visual acuity of 20/200 or less in the corrected eye and or 20 degrees or less visual field in the corrected eye. Only individuals who are legally blind in both eyes are eligible to receive this scholarship. To apply, please go to www.friendsinart.com and complete the application, and then upload it or mail the required materials, including documentation of visual impairment from a medical profession, as per the directions on the form, and do this by May 15, 2020. Please direct any questions you may have to Peter Altschul, that's A-L-T-S-C-H-U-L, FIA's Scholarship Chair, via email at searchforcommonground@outlook.com. We turn now to Top Tech Tidbits. You can check out the Top Tech Tidbits online to see archived information, or you can subscribe to have it come to you via email each week. The website is www.flying-blind.com. They offer classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc., as well as the Top Tech Tidbits. For this recorded edition of Top Tech Tidbits, we are reading the titles and short descriptions for the associated Internet web addresses. Please refer to your email copy of this newsletter or call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138 and ask the staff to look it up for you. Here's this week's edition. In the January 2020 Access World, we read about accessible guitar instruction and music resources, low-tech and no-tech tools for independence, IPEVO VZ-X.DOC, that is CAM, Ipivo VZXDocCam, a stealth video magnifier, the Blind Shell Classic Accessible Feature Cell Phone, a smart alternative, the Accessible Kitchen, the Black & Decker Talking Toaster Oven, Simple Sounds, a review of the Sanjean PRD-17 radio, a review of Navigating Healthcare When All They Can See Is That You Can't by Deborah Kendrick, and a review of iOS Access for All, iOS 13 Edition by Shelley Brisbane. And they have more within this group as well. Next, JAWS scripts for Microsoft Teams. These scripts are said to enhance access to Teams, but are not essential to use it. Freedom Scientific Braille documentation. Freedom Scientific has released ELL Braille 40V. This page has documentation and training videos for the Focus 40 displays and documentation of the, well, now here it's spelled differently, L Braille, ELBRAILE, ELBRAILLE, and is said to be growing. You might want to check that out both ways, because one is LELL and the other one is LEL, but it's the same item. CodeJumper released in Australia. Here is the webinar discussing the release and describing the product. New Echo tips and podcasts more. This page points to short Echo tips, podcasts, and links to a lots of other material. EBU Access Cast 19. This episode of the European Union Access Cast covers NVDA, focus displays, InVision glasses, and more. Switching from Windows to Mac, this Apple Viz forum topic has some helpful discussion. Microsoft OneDrive and JAWS. This Zoom webinar will take place on Thursday, 19 March 2020 at 1600 hours GMT. FS Open Line, discuss the new Edge, accessible taxes, and more. This goes live on GMT Friday, 28 February at 0100 hours. Access Integrity on Tech Talk. The California Adaptive Tech Company will be discussing its offerings on GMT Tuesday, 10 March 2020 at 0100 hours. This is the last episode to take place on Standard Time in the United States. When a smartphone just isn't for you, Eyes on Success. Episode 2009 discusses options for the person wanting an accessible phone, but not a smartphone. And as we wind down our reading of the newsletter today, we close with something unusual. It's the script from a 60 Minutes TV program from February 23rd. It's titled, Meet the Blind Piano Player Who's So Good, Scientists Are Studying Him. Matthew Whitaker has been rocking crowds with his improvisational piano playing for most of his short life. He may be blind, but a neuroscientist has found Whitaker's visual cortex goes into overdrive when he plays. Every so often, someone so young does something so amazing, you can't help but wonder, how do they do that? That's what happened the first time we heard Matthew Whitaker play. Matthew is a jazz pianist who is blind, and since the age of 11, he's been performing around the world. He's been called a prodigy, and his talent is so extraordinary, he's also caught the attention of scientists who are now studying his brain and trying to understand his vision of music. Whitaker doesn't just play music, he plays with it, twisting melodies, crafting complex harmonies, and improvising at lightning speed. It's acoustic acrobatics performed over 88 keys, and it is not for the faint of heart. This past spring, Whitaker made his first appearance at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. It's amazing to be here, like this is where jazz started, Whitaker told 60 Minutes correspondent Sharon Alfonsi. Whitaker plays with his shoes off so he can feel the pedals in his head turn so he can feel the crowd. The sheer complexity and spontaneity of his sets make the most seasoned musicians sweat, and jazz fans go wild. But even with all his talent, Whitaker said he still feels some nerves before a big show. Honestly, I was a tiny bit nervous, Whitaker said, but you know, once I started playing, I felt good. Jazz Fest is a jambalaya for the senses. Whitaker, Alfonsi, and her crew negotiated their way through a thick roux of humidity, suffocating crowds, and the 14 stages of music that often boil over into the fairgrounds. But as they walked around, Alfonsi noticed Whitaker was able to cut through the sensory assault and identify songs in seconds. "He's playing just closer." "Yeah, just a closer walk with thee," Whitaker said, identifying a song he heard. "I heard like three notes, and you already know what the song is?" "Lord," Alfonsi said. Whitaker, who grew up in Hackensack, New Jersey, has parents named Moses and May Whitaker, and they say that Matthew had an ear for music before he could even talk. "He was playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, but he was playing it with both hands," Moses said. "Matt was playing the chords and the melody of the song at the same time. He had not had a lesson or anything, and he was 3 years old. So my question was, okay, who showed him how to do that? Somebody had to show Matthew how to play this song, and nobody showed him." Matthew Whitaker was born at 24 weeks. He weighed 1 pound, 11 ounces. His parents were told he had less than a 50% chance of survival. One of the many complications he faced was retinopathy of prematurity, a disease which can lead to blindness. "I think at the time I didn't think he was going to make it," May Whitaker said. "So I was, you know, just very scary." Whitaker's parents watched helplessly as he braved 11 surgeries to try and save his sight. After 2 anxious years, they decided they didn't want him to endure anymore, even if it meant that he would be permanently blind. "We just felt like he was going through too much," Moses said. "We were going through too much ourselves because the doctors weren't seeing it was getting any better. We just said, you know what, that's enough. We'll just deal with it as it is." Doctors told the Whitakers that Matthew may never speak, but the challenges did not end there. They said that he might not crawl, Moses Whitaker said, and he might not ever walk, because he needed those things to see. You know, most kids learn to crawl, they learn to walk because they want to try to get to something. Well, Matthew couldn't see to get to anything, so a lot of his toys and stuff we had to have sounds so that he would want to crawl, want to reach those things. He did start crawling towards music, sometimes sliding up to the speaker to feel the music. No one in Whitaker's family was a musician, but his grandfather brought him his first keyboard when he was 3 years old, and it did not take long for Whitaker to show that he had a gift. They were nursery rhymes more so than anything, Moses Whitaker said, so they weren't that complicated. But what he was doing was complicated, because most kids don't play with both hands, and they don't play chords and the harmonies and all of that. And Matt was doing just that. So the Whitakers decided to get Matt a teacher, which proved to be difficult. At the time, we got a lot of answers where people were saying, "He's too young," Moses said. "He was 3 years old at the time, and I don't know how to teach a blind child." Dahlia Sakis agreed to meet Matthew. Sakis is the director of music studies in the Philemon D. Agostino Greenberg Music School in New York City, a school for the visually impaired. "So we brought him over," Moses said, and Dahlia played something on the piano, and Matt repeated it. Then she played something else, and Matt repeated it. She said, "Bring him in. We'll make the exception." Sakis has been teaching Whitaker ever since. She is a classically trained concert pianist. "I was performing a couple of recitals, and the Dvorak piano quintet was a piece actually for piano and string quartet. So there's 5 of us," Sakis says. "So Matt and his mom came to hear, you know, the night I played. He comes in Saturday morning, I walk into the studio, and he's playing the opening of the Dvorak quintet, you know? And then the cello comes in, and he knew that whole thing, and I thought, ooh, very nice." Dvorak's piano quintet is a challenging piece for 5 musicians. Whitaker was playing his version of all five parts on his piano. Sackas told Alfonsi that Whitaker can listen to a piece of music one time and then play it. "That's insane," Alfonsi said. "Yeah, it is insane," Sackas said. "It could be exhausting," Alfonsi asked. "Couldn't it?" "Yeah, well, it was scary more than exhausting," Sackas said, "because you didn't want to blow it. Because you have someone of this talent, of this creativity, of this enthusiasm. You do not want to squelch that. You don't want to mess it up. He's obviously, you know, got something to offer to the world, and so you want to make that possible." She did. By the time he was 11, Whitaker was performing around the world. His first playing gig was in Capri, Italy, where he cut his chops with seasoned jazz musicians. Since then, he's played in more than 200 clubs and concert halls around the world. And that caught the attention of Dr. Charles Limb, L-I-M-B. Specifically, Limb wants to know why the brains of certain artists seem better wired to give rise to new ideas. In Whitaker's case, improvising. But when Limb approached the Whitakers, they were dubious. Because somebody comes to you and says, "Can we put your son into this scan?" And right away you're thinking, you know, lab rabbit, May Whitaker said. Or, you know, what are they trying to do with my child? Once Limb also explained other artists had participated, the Whitakers agreed to let him scan Matthew's brain. He brought Whitaker to an MRI facility at the University of California, San Francisco, and put him in the scanner with a mini keyboard on his lap. Whitaker played a melody with his feet keeping time, while Limb and his team recorded his brain's activity levels with the MRI scanner. Then Limb put Whitaker through a different series of auditory tests. He showed us the results. So we started out not by looking at the music, but by looking at somebody like this who would give a lecture that most people would consider to be a little bit boring, Limb said. This is what happened when he was listening to that. And then, interestingly, because he is blind, we looked at his visual cortex. And we didn't see any significant activity there at all. "So nothing's happening," Alfonsi said. "Exactly." And then we switched to the soundtrack for him. And we put him on a band that he knows quite well, Snarky Puppy, Limb said. "This is what changes in his brain." "Jeez, lights up," Alfonsi said. "Pretty remarkable." "His entire brain is stimulated by music," Limb said. "His visual cortex is activated throughout. It seems like his brain is taking that part of the tissue that's not being stimulated by sight and using it or maybe helping him to perceive music with it." "So he's using that visual part of his brain to kind of see music, as it were?" Alfonsi asked. "Exactly, yeah. And it's sort of borrowing that part of the brain and rewiring it to help him hear music," Limb said. When Whitaker was told about his brain scans while listening to music, he was amazed. "I didn't even know that was happening," Whitaker said. "What does he think it means?" "I love music," Whitaker said. His love of music has never been in doubt. But Whitaker's teacher, Dahlia Sackas, wanted to make sure Whitaker wasn't just a flash-in-the-pan prodigy. She wanted him to be a literate musician. So she decided he needed to learn to read Braille music. To do that, you have to feel, read, and remember the dots that represent the music, first for the right hand, then for the left hand. It is a painstakingly slow processor, and Whitaker does not like to slow down. When we interviewed him, he was exceedingly polite and exceedingly bored. Whitaker just wants to play, so he did, at the piano. He is pure joy. Pure joy. Jumping from the classics to Beyoncé. But what's so special is how he takes those songs, any song, improvising on it, right on the spot, to make it his own. Whitaker's latest album is called Now Hear This. One critic noted that it sounds like Whitaker is playing with six hands. Well, folks, you have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This program is readily available after the broadcast as a podcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138, 832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next time.